Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2010. Did you think you would make it? there were some times there, weren't there? We had our moments, didn't we, where we didn't know if we were going to make it or not. And I'm right there with you. But somebody who probably knew he was going to make it is Joe Bailey. Joe's got his cornflakes together. Joe's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an old friend. And he's been with us now more than 10 years. He is a very important person in our lives. He's a licensed psychologist. He's a faculty member at the Psychology of Mind Training Institute. He's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio, including one that's about to be re-released, Slowing Down to the Speed of Life. And he's our good friend, Joe Bailey. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and Happy New Year to you and all your audience.
Happy New Year to you. Now, one of the things I was talking about, Joe, before you got here, when I was telling the audience you were coming, I was just talking about this last decade we've been through, and I know you called it the noughties. Somebody else,
the noughties, yeah.
Somebody called it the noughties. A friend of mine called it the oughties before we knew what it was going to turn out to be. You know, an ought as in a zero. You know, he called it the oughties, but somebody says it's the noughties, and probably with good reason.
Well, it's been quite a decade for all of us on personal levels and financial and the global economy and politics. It's been a very contentious, divisive, fearful time of the birth of terrorism in the early part of the noughties with the Twin Tower event.
Yeah, 9/11.
So it's been an era of a lot of fear, and when people are afraid, as we've talked about before, Jim, it can either divide us or it can pull us back together. And as we were reflecting, you know, we live in a very divided nation, a divided world, and united we stand, divided we fall, as the old saying goes. And, you know, at this time of the year, you know, it's an arbitrary date, January 1st, but it is a time when we seem to reflect backwards and look at, okay, what have we done right? What have we done wrong? What are we celebrating? What did we screw up on, and where do we go forward from here? Mm-hmm. How do we use this great power we have to use our mind and our spirits and our intuition and our instincts to create a better world, or how do we use it out of fear to, you know, kind of hunker down and say, oh, well, it's all going to hell in the handbasket.
Right.
We better just hang on to what we got and forget the rest of them.
You know, Joe, you and I stand on the shoulders of some pretty special people who created the idea of liberty and freedom of speech and thought and assembly and all that. And we stand on the shoulders of those people, and also the shoulders of some very special people who fought and died to allow us to continue to maintain those freedoms. So the ability for you and me to disagree, for you to be on one side of an issue and me to be on the other side of an issue, is something that's very special in human existence.
It's rare and precious, isn't it?
Joe, we've got to get away from. We don't want to lose any of that, but we've got to get away from. If you disagree with me, then you obviously are not just wrong, but you're almost evil. We've got to get away from that kind of thinking. How do we fix that, Joe?
Well, I totally agree with you. I remember growing up, Jim, my dad was, you know, very staunch conservative Republican, and one of his best friends was a staunch liberal Democrat, and they would come over to the house on Saturday nights, and his wife and my mom and them would argue politics till they turned blue, but they loved each other dearly, they respected each other, and they were best friends.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling, I think, that we have to have in our world, that, you know, we can disagree, and sometimes you put two opposite views together, you come up with a hybrid that's actually the truth, that's the solution, and we have to see in this world that that our problems are common problems. We don't live in an isolated planet anymore, whether it's the environment or the economy or global terrorism. We all have to work together to mm-hmm. solve these problems. And in our own personal families, in our own personal lives, that division has also taken place. And so we have to, you know, my message to you today and to your audience is we have this great power, the power of our mind to create with. And what are we going to create with of our mind? Are we going to create from, you know, our fear, our fears of, you know, based on what's happened in the last noughties, the last 10 decades, are we going to create more of that? Or are we going to say, okay, wait a minute, we've got to pull together here. We've got to dig deep within our own creative resources, our universal intelligence of wisdom, and see how we can solve these problems. And that's my resolution
another,
for this year.
And I think that's a good one. But we've got to do, another thing we've got to do, Joe, is we've got to throw into that mix of what you just said, we've got to throw responsibility in there. And what I mean by that is we've got to quit as Americans, we've got to quit looking to Washington to solve our problems. Every time something bad happens, we got to quit making politicians think that they need to pass a law to fix that, or the president's responsible for that. I mean, we're talking about people saying that the president should be leading this country. Well, you know what? Sometimes there's nothing for the president to do to lead the country. You know, the country, there's a whole lot of the country that can take care of itself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've got to quit. We've got to take responsibility for things as
Americans.
Yeah,
we've got to quit the blame game.
Yeah.
Yeah. The blaming and the pointing of fingers. You know, after the bomber in Detroit just hit, it was,
yep.
Yeah, it was a tragedy. But it was so
a tragedy averted.
Amazing
yeah.
how quickly the media picked up on the blame game. Who's at fault? You know, well, what's
right.
the difference? You know, we do need to figure out what we did wrong, but we don't need to blame each other. We need to, again, work together like the people on that plane did, that
mm-hmm.
the passengers are the one that saved us.
Well, I agree.
In that situation.
Well, and ineptitude on the part of the, tragedy averted.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I agree with you, and I wonder if, you know, where do we start, Joe? Do we just start with you and me?
That's the only place we can start. You know, you can't change anybody else but yourself. But with the power of one person changing, can transform a nation.
I just
saw Invictus last night. Have you heard of that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
About Nelson Mandela. Very powerful film.
Hold on to that thought, Joe. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Joe Bailey is our guest. Joe, the book's Slowing Down at the Speed of Life is about to be re-released, right?
Re-released.
And we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute, folks. Stay with us. 20 after. Happy New Year. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's 2010. We're kicking off the year. Glad to be here. I opened my doors today. As you know, that was my goal a year ago, was to open my door January 1, 2010. I survived 2009, and I'm going to get a T-shirt that says that. And if you want to check my website, it's survive2smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you check out all the things you can do there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, if you're there on Twitter, if you want to go check out what I've got going on there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Joseph Bailey, ladies and gentlemen. Joe is with us. He's a longtime friend of ours, been with us since 1999, since the last millennium. And he is the author of Fear Proof Your Life. He's also the author of The Speed Trap, How to Avoid the Frenzy of the Fast Lane. And his book, his outstanding book, which he co-authored with the late Richard Carlson, Slowing Down to the Speed of Life. Joe, tell us, you got news there. What's going on?
Well, Harper One decided to re-release it. It hasn't been out of print or anything, but I've revamped the book, updated it a little bit, and wrote a foreword to my co-author, Dr. Richard Carlson, who, you know, died 3 years ago now, just about
at a way too young age.
At age 45, and with 30 million books under his belt.
Wow.
An amazing, amazing guy and wonderful man. His wife, Chris, has just written a new book called Heartbroken Open about her healing process from his death that will be coming out this year. But yeah, lots of good things. I have another book coming out in April that I am one of the contributing authors to, called Creating a Marriage You'll Love. That's going to be out in April.
All right.
So lots of good things coming up.
Tell us how they can find that.
That would be, you can go to my website, joebaileyandassociates.com, to find out about all my books and the new book.
And also they can find out about the fly fishing, too, can't they?
Yeah, and they can find out about that also in the latest Fly Rod and Reel magazine. There's a feature article on our work with our retreat. So,
where's the next one going to be?
The next one, we've never done this before, Jim. We're going back to Alaska to the same lodge we were at last year, which is Rainbow River Lodge. We got it's one of the premier lodges in the world for rainbow trout and also sockeye salmon.
Oh, man, do your worst, Joe.
We had the
don't
best
you need
time
don't
there.
You need somebody to go up there and kind of hey look I'm a pretty good cook.
You need to do
hey,
your
listen,
show from Alaska.
I do need to,
but
listen, I'm a pretty good cook. I can cook salmon. I can cook great salmon. If you need a hand up there, let me know. I'll be glad to come up and help
you.
Well,
they have a gourmet cook. You don't need to cook. You can just
rats.
Back, relax.
Well, I can
fish,
I can yeah. I'll clean fish then. Whatever you need me to
no.
do, I'll do the laundry. Whatever you need, so let me know. When's
fight
that
off the bears, the grizzlies?
Exactly. I can do that. What when are you doing that?
First part of July.
All right. When it's warm, kind of warm, and that's
yeah.
that's
when and when the sockeye are running,
and the mosquitoes too. That's the state bird in Alaska.
Yeah.
I understand the mosquito. Well, good for you, Joseph Bailey, and Associates.
And Associates, yeah.
.com. So check that out, folks. Or Google Joe, and you'll find him all over the place. Joe, we're talking about how to deal with all this. Your book, Slow Down to the Speed of Life. The speed of life in the last 10 years has really picked up the pace. I've said for a long time, I've been saying now for the whole time I've been doing my show, Joe, that change hasn't really happened. Is not that much different. A computer is really just a fancy wheel. Over the last 10,000 years, human change hasn't really been all that much different. I mean, it's pretty much been an evolutionary process. But there is one thing that has changed, in my opinion, in my lifetime for sure, and especially in the last 20 years, Joe, and that's the velocity of change.
Yeah.
That's what's taking everybody's breath away, isn't it?
Well, the computer chip,
Moore's Law.
A new standard. And technology, of course, and what we try to do, we have this illusion that if I can just get one more gadget, if I can get a little faster computer, I can get a little bit more productivity out.
And a little more
then
competitive.
I'll be happier.
And a little more competitive edge. I'll get one over on my competitors.
And I love my Macintosh, no offense to the PC fans out there. And I love my iPhone, and I love all my little gadgets, but they don't make my life or me happy. They don't calm me down. They don't give me more time. They just give me the illusion that I'm getting more done. So you have to realize that.
Or not only give us the illusion that we're getting more done, but they also create fear in our lives that we got to keep running faster. And that's what I think is causing a lot of the stress right now.
That's where all the stress comes. All stress is created internally. It's all created from how we think. And that's what my books are about, is how do we slow down from the inside out rather than trying to slow down the world on the outside, because you're not going to slow that down. But when we slow down our thinking and we start to get into a state of mind where we can reflect and observe from that calm within the eye of the hurricane, that's when we make better decisions. That's when we think smarter, not harder. And, I do a lot of work with executives in business, and I teach them how to really listen to their employees, to their customers, and to themselves. And the only way you can listen is when your mind is quiet.
Right.
If it's busy, you aren't listening.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Joe, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, great to talk to you again, Jim. And
appreciate all the years you've been here.
Best of luck to you in 2010 and the whole decade.
You too. And I'm going to start saving up my pennies and try to make that Alaska trip.
You do that.
Maybe I'd
love
up,
to have you.
I think I'll go pick up some cans on the side of the road today to kind of chip in on that. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Happy New Year.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Joe Bailey, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. A lot more to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.